Where's that plane? If there's one question I get asked most by CNN viewers these days, this is it. From politicians and CEOs to doormen and cab drivers, time and again, they want to know, what happened to that plane? Where is it? Malaysia Airlines flight MH370, with 239 people aboard, departed from Kuala Lumpur shortly after midnight on March the 8th, 2014, bound for Beijing, China, and has never been seen since. Despite the largest aviation search in history, virtually nothing was found of the aircraft in the wake of its disappearance. 16 months later, thousands of miles from the flight's path, a piece of an airplane's wing washed ashore on Reunion Island. Still, this bit of evidence and a flimsy trail of electronic satellite data are all we have to go on, plus a huge amount of speculation and confusion. The most difficult search ever undertaken in human history. When Australia's Prime Minister Tony Abbott uttered those words in April 2014, it was not just the usual hyperbole of a politician. What happened to MH370 has been described as a unique, unprecedented and extraordinary mystery. Planes may crash, but they are not supposed to disappear without a trace. Earlier ocean crashes, such as Air France 447 or Air India 182, have demonstrated that wreckages can typically be located within hours. Today's airlines own the most modern aircraft, featuring up-to-date navigation technology. While regulations govern everything, from the number of hours a pilot can fly to the fire-resistant fabric used in the passenger seats. Despite the precautions, no one has been able to pinpoint the final resting place of MH370 and those on board. All the while we know that if you lose your iPhone, it can be traced within minutes. At the heart of this mystery remains the question of the cause of the plane's disappearance. Was it mechanical or was it criminal? Did someone deliberately take over the aircraft and set it on a course to the South Indian Ocean, intending to kill all on board? Would that someone turn out to be an unknown hijacker or terrorist, or could it have been one of the pilots? I've spent hours debating the possibilities of what might have happened to MH370 with those who declare what must have happened. Frequently, whenever I suggest that they keep an open mind, because unsatisfying though it is, we don't know, there is the inevitable, but surely, followed by a series of half-truths, myths and rumours that have been allowed to enter the debate and fester. Do I have a view of what might have happened? I do, and I will share it. In doing so, I'm not blind to the obvious options, but prefer to keep an open mind on the eventual outcome. As will become clear in the chapters that follow, as a television journalist, I became frustrated and even angry with some of the pundits with whom I had to work, who were quite prepared to convict the pilots long before any evidence had been found. Instead, this book will stick to the facts as we know them. In the end, you will be left to make up your own mind about where you think the evidence leads.